אומר רובין ברב אבא, אומר רב יצרוק, כל הרוגל לא בואי לבית הכנסת ולא יבואי עם אחד, הקדש ברוך הוא משל בואי. A person who is rogel every day to come to davening, and one day he doesn't come, so the Rabbeinu Shloilom starts asking a shayla. The Merei Mesode is medayik. Why is this on kol ha-rogel lovoy, if he was rogel all the time to come? So he brings a ran in the dorim that a anhoge toive that a person does day after day has a halacha of a neder. Lo yachel devoroi, lo yachel hanhogotoi. So therefore there's a greater tviya on someone who was rogel lovi lebeis haknesset v'loi bo yoim echot, and one day he doesn't come. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashul boy. So the Rabbeinu Shlalom asked, Shenema mi bochem yirei Hashem Shemeya v'koil avdoi Asher holach ha-sheichim v'ein noigaloi Shemeya v'koil avdoi. The Marshos is a very interesting lotion. This is speaking about a person who comes to davening each day in the morning. Koil avdei goes on the shat, on the shliach tzibur. Shuhu oivid v'tzvilosoi avoidas koyen godol. The shliach tzibur is equivalent to the koyen godol. Rabbeinu Yonin Sharei Avoideh brings down a lotion Yerushalmi, that when they told someone to daven for the Amid, they didn't tell him boy vehispalu, ela boy vehikriv kolbonis tzibo, neshat filois bemokim kolbonis. Avdoi is the shat who is doing the avoides atzibo, and the marashos medamin to a kohen gadol. Shemeya bekoil avdoi, he was a rogel to listen to koil avdoi. And now, holach chasheichem, he went to a place, to a dark place, without oir, ve'ein oigaloi, and there's no light for him. It's dark. So Chazal tell us as follows, im ledvar mitzvah holach, noigaloi. Im ledvar harishus holach, ein noigaloi. The Tzlach explains that Chazal translated the word asher to im. Asher nosi yechto, im nosi yechto. Im olach chasheichim, if he went chasheichim tamokim choyshech, he didn't go for a dvar mitzvah. He decided to take a day off, not to come to davening because of a business deal. Ve'ein oigaloi. So then he will not have any oir. In the dover vifucha is, im, that's a vakim holach hasheichem. If he went to do a dvar mitzvah, noigaloi. Vim lo dvar harishus holach, ein noigaloi. Yivtach v'shem Hashem, the posuk says further, he should have had betochen v'shem Hashem. Maitayim emishim dahavle liftoich v'shem Hashem v'loi botach. The Marsho explains, if because of a dvar mitzvah, he did not come to davening in the morning, so there's no tain on him. Oisik b'mitzvah, potom in a mitzvah, is potom in a tefillah. But if he went because of midi de parnose, so the Marsha says a person might come to think, no, parnose is also a mitzvah. He has a wife and children to support. And that parnose is not a mitzvah to be mevatel tefillah. Takert, the siyua in the parnosa will come out through the tefillah, and as we'll see in the Sefer Omer, tefillah shachas is very misugal for parnosa. So one should never be mevatel at tefillah shachas because of parnosa. Yivtach b'shem Hashem. He should have had bitochen that the tefillah would be misayeh the parnosa, so therefore there's no ptur of oisik b'mitzvah potom min ha-mitzvah. Rashi, mashil boy, the Rabbeinu Shalom starts asking Shailas about him. Mativei shel ploini lomo loibo. Why didn't he come today? Yirei Hashem shel yerogil lovei elo. He was a Yirei Hashem, he used to be rogil to come to davening. אשר הולך חשיכם ונויגלוי, אשר אתה הולך למוקם חשיך. Now he went to המוקם חשיך, so the Bach explains, ומונה עצמוי מלהשכים לבית הכנסת, he held himself back, he's not going to shul, so, yeah, so therefore, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashal, the Rebbein Shlom asked Shailas, why didn't he come? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, בשור שהקודש ברוך הוא בו בבייס הכנסת ולא ימוצה בו עשור. רבינו שלום comes into shul and there's not 10 people there, מיד הוא קויס. שנמה מנדוע בוסי ואין איש, קורוסי ואין אינה. From the Marsho it would seem that we're speaking about that there were 9 people. ואין איש, because it doesn't say ve'ein asore, ve'ein ish. One person is missing to be mashlem the minyan, is ve'ein oine, Rashi says, ve'ein oine shir sheyuchlu lan istova kedusha. It is impossible because of this one person that they cannot be oine adova shebekedusha, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is koit. There's a tremendous problem with this gemara. This Gemara says, "Bishor Shakodish Bolchu Bo Bebeis Hakneses V'Lo Yimotze Bo Asora Miyad Koy." So it would seem that there should be 10 in the Beis Hakneses before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam come. If there's not 10 right away, Hakodish Bolchu Koy. And then Davova Med Aleph, we hear Psukim. The Shechina comes by Asora, by Chamisha, by Shloisha. So the Gemara says, by Asore, the Shechina is Magdim. The Shechina comes before. Asore kodmo Shechina v'osio, plose ad diyotri. Bekerev Elohim yishpoit, that's by Shloisha, so the Rebbein Shalom comes only when they're sitting down already. It doesn't come right away. Nalakim nitzav badaskel, here the Rebbein Shalom is standing there already. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam comes before the tefillah, it would seem. And here it says, if there is, when, B'shor HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo bebeis HaKnesses v'lo yimotze bo asore miyad u'koyit. What is the time? If the Rabbeinu Shel Olam comes before, so why is it miyad u'koyit? The Taisus HaRosh says a teretz as follows. This Gemara is speaking about a beis HaKnesses, and we are speaking about that there was a zman kavua for the people to daven in the Beis HaKnesses. So then, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, in the zman kavua, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wanted that the people should be there. The Gemara before is speaking about 10 people come together to daven, but there's no zman kavua, there's no Beis HaKnesses. That the Rebbeinu Shalom comes, minayim la'atzore shem ispallum shashchina imon. There's no minyan kavua. There's no zman kavua. So therefore, when the 10 decide to come, the Rebbeinu Shalom already is magdim to come before they come. But when there is a beis HaKnesses that is a zman kavua litfileh, then it says that the Rebbeinu Shalom comes and they are not there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu koy. Omar Rav Chelboy, Omar Rav Hune, Kol HaKaveya Mokeim L'Tfilosot. A person is Kaveya Mokeim L'Tfilosot. He has a Miyuchedike Mokeim Tadavin. Alekei Avrohom Bi Ezra. So Alekei Avrohom will be helping him. Shemeis. And when he'll be Nifter, so we can be Masvit him, Oimrim Loi, Ei Onov, Ei Chosid, Mitalmidov Shel Avraham Avinu. This person was Mitalmidov Shel Avraham Avinu because he is Keveya Mokim Litfilosoi, like Avraham Avinu was Keveya Mokim Litfilosoi. Avraham Avinu Minolan the Kovim Mokim. How do we know Avraham Avinu was Keveya Mokim? The Siva Yashkeim Avraham Baboika El Abokim Asher Omachom. He went to the place which before he was Omachom, Vein Amida Elotvile, Shenema Vayamay Pinches Vayefalo. So Amida is a Loshen Tvile. Alakei Avram Rashi says shekova mokem l'tfilosoi be'ezroi kiderech shehoya oizer l'Avram. There's a machlokes harishonim pshat in the Gemara. Let us see for 1 minute the Rabbeinu Yoine. Rabbeinu Yoine is that Gimel Amid Bey, the Datei Harit. Kol ha-keiveya mokim l'tfilosoi, b'ramasol gimel amet beis, b'ramasol kol. So the Rabbeinu Yoine says, loy omar ze b'mekoimois shel beis ha-knesset. This halacha is not speaking about in a shul, that a person has to have a mokim miyuchid in a shul. Why? The kivin shekula mokim tvilehi, since the whole shul is a mokim tefillah, ain't la hakpid in yoyshev pa'omim b'zovizu or pa'omim b'zu. So it doesn't matter. He davens in this shul. There's no difference. Mizrach, Meirev. This is a mokim, the whole shul is a mokim tefillah. Kula beisa kedala damas damye. That means if the mokim is a mokim tefillah, so it doesn't matter where exactly he's standing. So what are we speaking about? Elo rotze loymer shekeveya mokem l'tfilosei bebeisoi. When he davens home, he has a mokem miyuchad l'tfilosei. Shepa'omim sheni yochel oleches lebeis ha-knesset. Sometimes he can't make it to shul. Mispalo bebeisoi. He davens at home. Umiyachid mokem yedua. When he davens at home, he has a mokim miyuchad where to daven. He doesn't daven, the bias is already not a mokim tefillah. So he creates a mokim tefillah. V'hochi mashme b'Yerushalmi, v'gartin in hosom kol ha-keveya mokim l'tfilosoi bebeisoi. He brings a Yerushalmi that the din kviyas mokim is bebeisoi. L'hispalo ki'ilo hikifo mechitzei shel balzo. It's ki'ilo, the kviyas mokim is like Ki'ilu, he surrounded this mokim with fences of iron, and he made this a mokim tefillah. That is the way the Rabbeinu Yoine says pshat. This is pshat in the Gemara. And it comes out lahaloche that this is only negeya v'beisai. The Rosh and the Tur and the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch do not learn like the Rabbeinu Yoine. They're learning afilu, a person is davening in shul. Also, one should be miyachid amokim in the shul. They didn't convey amokim. They bring a different Yerushalmi that even in amokim tefillah, one should have amokim kavua. We'll soon see the Rabbeinu Yoine what the moiridiki gadlus is of kevei amokim l'tfilosoi. But let me first tell you another pshat in the gadlus, which I think stems very well with the Rabbeinu Yoine's pshat. And I don't understand how good it stems with the Rosh's pshat. The Gemara says further that if a person is kevei amokim l'tfilosoi, so alakei Avram be'ezroi, in the shas he's nifter, the maspit, haichosit, haiono. So the question arises, how does one become a chosid and an onov by being kevei amokim l'tfilosoi? Rabbeinu Yoine is going to ask this kasha, this is amoyre de kehesped, they were maspet shmul, the amoyre shmul, hai chosid vai onov. That's a mouthful. So how is one zoiche to such shvachim, to such praise by being kevei amokim l'tfilosoi? And we'll see soon the Rabbeinu Yoine's pshat in the Gemara. But the Tzlach says amoyre de kepshat. The Tzlach says as follows. He says, when a person davens once in a miyuchedike mokim, so that mokim is koine kedusha. That means the tefillah is not separated from the mokim. The tefillah affects the mokim. By davening once in a place, the mokim is koine kedusha. And when he davens a second time in the same place, so now the mokim is misayim shetekubol tefilosoi. Now besides his tefillah, he has a kedushas hamokim that is helping him to daven. So where do we see a nivus? What is the godless over here? So he says, Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Tainis, Loi mekoimoi shel ova mechabed oisoi, elohu mechabed es mekoimoi. The Gemara relates a maise that they wanted an Odom Godel to sit even on, and he told them, Loi mekoimoi shel ova mechabed oisoi, the mokim is not mechabed the person is mechabed the mokim. Wherever he's sitting, that's the oven on. That's true. So the Tzlach says as follows. If a person will daven each time in a different in a different place, so it seems he holds that he doesn't need siyua hamokim. He'll take wherever he is, that's the tefillah's go good. He doesn't need any help. He doesn't need any crutches. His tefillah will be makabel. He's davening. That is not a midah of anova. If a person is looking for help, that he should be able to be davening, to daven with kavon, oh, this is amokim kodesh, so, evshebetzach gelungit, this chus amokim, that already is a nivus. So he's toile, that his whole tefillah is dependent on the mokim. That is a outlook, that is a hashkofa of a nivus. In that, the Gemara says, alekei Avraham be'ezra. How do we come to Lekei Avraham be'ezra? So the Tzlach explains as follows. The Gemara says, Kol ha-toile b'schus acherem, toilen loy b'schus atzmoy. V'chol ha-toile b'schus atzmoy, toilen loy b'schus acherem. If a person comes with security, he feels that it should be, my tefillah should be mekabel, and my schus, he comes with his own schusim, then the Rabbi Nishlom does not listen to his tefillah. You can only be zoiche b'schus acherem. Kol ha-toile b'schus acherem, but if a person comes to the Rabbi Nishlom and says, I don't have eigenes schusim, but schus from this one, and this one, then it's toile loy b'schus atzmoy. This person, he's miyached amokim l'tfilosoy, so he's coming to the Rabbi Nishlom and he's saying as follows, my tefillah mitzad atzmoy is not worth too much, but the schus amokim, it's amokim kodesh, the schus amokim should be mesayeya bekabolas atfilah. So therefore, elikei Avraham be'ezra. What's the title, elikei Avraham be'ezra? So the Tzlach says, Avraham Avinu was one person who did not have schus acheira. We have schus ovis. Avraham didn't have schus ovis. He had schus atzmoi. So if a person is kevei amokim l'tfilosoi, so pshat is he's toile b'schus acheira. He's saying his whole tefillah is dependent on the mokim. So then he becomes equivalent to Avraham. Elikei Avraham be'ezra. Just the Rabbi Nishwaylam answered Avraham b'schus Avraham. So the Rabbi Nishwaylam will answer his tefillah b'schus atzmoi. Because he's toile b'schus acherem. That is the Tzlach pshat in the Gemara. And that's according to the Tzlach. So then we understand the Rabbi Nishwaylam's mahalach. So if he's davening in a shul, if the whole mile of kviyas mokim, if he wants to have kedushas amokim, so Memele, if I come to shul, if I kelt yesterday, Berel at Alten Gedavet, Chatzkot, no, Berel, Berel, if I kelt in the schus of Berel, might will be, we have a greater anivis. If he thinks only where I daven it's good, so you lost the toilet in the schus acherim. He's toilet, the bokim is only kodesh where I stand, so it's the wrong outlook. The tzlach is very good according to the Rabbeinu Yoinim. When he's davening in the shul, so if I kelt, the shul has kedushas amokim. He goes to shul to make sure that the tefillah woman is kabul in a mokim kodesh. In his house, he has to create a kedushas amokim. According to the Rosh, I do not think the tzlach pshat is understandable. Now let us see the Rabbeinu Yoinah. The Rabbeinu Yoinah also doesn't understand the Gemara. V'yesh makshim. V'chi mipnei ze bilvad. Misaprim acher mitosoi shvach godel kozeh, because of doing such a small thing, of being kevei amokim l'tfilosoi, he'll be zoiche to such a hespit, v'lo yishmu l'akotn, she'omru olav she'roi she'tashch shechina olav k'moyshe Rabbeinu, and shmu l'akotn, what they said, he was roi tashchos ha'shechina, equivalent to Moshe Rabbeinu, elo she'in doirei roi l'kach, Amru ze olav l'shvach godol. This was the hesped of Shmuel HaKotn, Hayono, Vaychosid, Vahayich Amru Bikan. So how could Chazal say שאומרים אויסוי על כל אדם שכבי עמוקי מיוחד בבייסוי להספל. How is one זויכה to such a הספד if he was, by only doing this, by being כבי עמוקי לתפילות? ויש לאימר, so the רבינו יונה, הראשון is a different shot in the Gemara. שלאי אמרו בעבור כביעס המוקים בלבד. חזל do not mean, from this alone, one will be זויכה to such a מדרגה. אלא רוצה לאימר, שכל כך מדגדג בתפילוסוי, תפילה is so חושב by him, so important by him, שגם בו זהו ניזור. That means not only is he ניזור in the main halachas of tefillah, he goes in the minute halachas of tefillah. He wants to make sure that he wants to be mekayim all the halachas of tefillah. Shegam bezehu nizel. Sheroitze shetia tefilosoi b'mokim miyuchet. So if tefillah is so choshev by him, that he wants to be mekayim all the halachas of tefillah, even this minute halacha, v'kivin shekol kachu oyev tefillah, Vadai midis anova yeshboy. So he zicher has the midah of anova also. Shetiyat filosim et kabels of mehamokim. Ke inyin shenemar zivche elikim ruach nishbore. Chavis Avova says it's not shy a chassidus without an ikir. That means not shy a toisvus without an ikir. One should not build a skyscraper without a foundation. So if he's going in madregis over here, and he's going that even this minute halacha he wants to be mekayim, so mistam of the main halacha is zicher mekayim. From the tnoim, one of the main halachas of tefillah is another. Zivche Elohim ruach nishboro. Sheim lo yeh lo yanove lo yuchal li oilom li hispalo bekavon. If he wouldn't have the midah of anove, if he feels he's a self-made man, he's not dependent on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so then he can never daven. V'leitia mekubelas l'neyamokim baruch hu. So if this person is davening correctly, even, he's even doing even the minutest, he's even mekayim, the minutest protim of tefillah, so he's zicher being mekayim the ikrim of tefillah. Even shezocha l'anove yezocha l'midis ha-chasidis shigdoi l'yoysam, שאחס גוירמס לחבותו. כדמרינן, הנובה מביא לידי חסידות. So ממילא, that is pshat what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara is telling us that if he does all the dikduke tfile, that's how the Rabbeinu Yonah says pshat, so we can assume that he is a onov and a chosid. Oma Rav Chelboy, Oma Rav Hune. Hayoitze mi beis hakneses al yafsiyo psiyo gasa. A person who's going out from shul should not take large steps. He should not make a psiyo gasa. He should walk out slowly. Omar Abaye, lo yamorom elo lemeifet. Avo lemeyel, but that's if he's leaving the shul. Avo lemeyel, mitzvah lemirhat shenemar nirdefo lodas es Hashem. But to go into shul, there's a mitzvah to run. Shenemar nirdefo lodas es Hashem. There's a very interesting machloikis achroinim. The Marsho and the Goyin have a diuk in the Gemara. What did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna said, Hayoitze mi beis hakneses al yafsiyah psiyah gasa. One who leaves a shul should not go out with psiyos gases, with big steps. We'll see in Rashi, it seems the whole davening was a masui on him. So therefore he should not show that finally he's ketina kabereach mi beis ha-seifa, lo yafsiya psiyos gases. That is the memra of Rav Huna. So what is Abaye saying? Omar Abaye lo yamoron elo lemeipik. That's only if he's going out. Avo lemeyel mitzvah lemirat. I mean, he said if he's going out. What was Abaye, Moisef, and Rav Huna? Rav Huna said that one should not go out from the Beis HaKnesses with Psiyos Gasei.
So what did Rabbi say? Lo yamod amelo amefek. That's repetitious. Rabbuna said that one should not go out with tzias gatzes. So the Marshon, the Goyim learned pshat, that he's explaining Rabbuna. That's what Rabbuna said. One should not go out with tzias gatzes. That means if he's leaving the Beit Medrash, he's leaving the Beit Knesset, he should not leave with tzias gatzes. But what if he's going Michael El Choyl? The leaving the Beis HaKnesses is he wants to go to a Beis HaMedrash. So Memele Avol Emeyel. So then the leaving is also a mitzvah to run. So he's explaining Rav Huna's memre. That's why Rav Huna said one should not go out and see his gases. It matters where he's going out to. If he's just leaving Ruchnias, then that's true. But if he's going Mechayel El Choyl, then he should. Then the Kertens is a mitzvah to run. That's how the Marshon going loim shot. The Pnei Yeshua and Rashi says, punkt verkehrt. Rashi says, al yafsiya psiya gaso, lefi shemare ba'atzmoy. He is showing, she'iko veis haknesses doima olof kemasui. So the Pnei Yeshua seems to learn shat in Rashi, that Rashi means is an iser of maris ayin. Rashi, it looks like that. Shemare ba'atzmoy, it looks like that the eco base haknesses is a matzli. So what is Rashi thinking about looking? Was it or wasn't it? So the Pnei Yeshua wants to be medayik from Rashi that even though he wants to go to a base medrash, but since people do not know what his intentions are, therefore one is not allowed to walk out with tzias gatzes, even though he is an intent to go from the base haknesses to the base medrash. Al-Koponim, Lemeyal, to go into a Beis HaMedrash, or to go into a Beis HaKnesses, mitzvah lemira. Then there's a mitzvah to run. Shenemar, nirdefo, lodas et Hashem. So Rashi says, nirdefo is a loshen chasing, loshen merutze, mashme. Sheharoi defrot, usually one who's chasing someone else is usually running. Therefore it says a loshen, so nirdefo is a loshen of running. Omar Rabbi Zeire, Mereish ki have chazinu lehula rabbonon dekoroti lepilke b'shabata. Rabbi Zeire said in the beginning, when I used to watch the Talmid HaChachamim run to hear a drosh in Shabbat, amine ko mechalyen rabbonon Shabbat. So I said the mechalyen Shabbat, the halacha is, that shelo yehei hiluchach b'shabes ki hiluchach b'choyl. There's an isrim toshiv mi shabes raglecho. One should not walk in Shabbos the way one walks in choyl. So when he saw Talmidei Chachamim running for a drosh in Shabbos, he held they were mechal le Shabbos. Even the shemano lahay de rab tamchen am rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, La'olam yorutz odom lidvar halacha v'afilu b'shabbat. But when he heard a memre of Rav Tamchum shenema achrei Hashem yelchu ka'arye yishok, one should go after Hashem ka'arye yishok ki'ilu he hears a shagas arye, anonami rehitna, so I also run. This is a very interesting memre over here. Let me first tell you a pshat that the Tzlach has on these two memres, and then we'll see, I think the Rabbeinu Yoina does not learn like the Tzlach. But it's very interesting. The Gemara before said, Lemeyal mitzvah lemirat. To go into a shul, to go into a Beis Medrash is a mitzvah to run. Shenema nirdefo lodas es Hashem. It's a mitzvah. But the first Loshen did not speak about Shabbat. Just said it's a mitzvah. We didn't speak about Shabbat. Rab Zeire is after this memre, and Rab Zeire said he held it's Chilul Shabbat. Till he found a posik, the posik said, Achrei Hashem Yelchu Ka'arye Yishok, with a different posik. This posik he saw it's not Chilul Shabbat. What's the difference? Why, according, things the first posik, the first posik wasn't sufficient to tell that it's not Chilul Shabbat. Because after he saw the second pasuk, therefore he realized that it's not Chilul Shabbos. So the Tzlach says as follows. The first Gemara that tells us that it's a mitzvah lemirat, it's a mitzvah to run into shul, he says that's a chibuv mitzvah, the inyan, tachshivis, to show that the learning has a tachshivis by him. But that would not be doiche Shabbos. He says, Kivin shekol ritzosai eina ela laharais cheshkoi la mitzvah. He wants to show that the mitzvah is choshuv by him. He is a cheshik to do the mitzvah. He says, that is not matter isurim. If you can do it, you can do it. Shabbos 1 is not allowed to run. So memele, the first memre is not sufficient to prove that one is allowed to run to shul. The second memre, and this they all say, the raya is ki yelchu achay Hashem yelchu ka arya yishot. He says, just like the aloha is, if a arya is behind the person, so if an arya is behind the person, so then there's pikuach nefoshes. One is allowed to do anything and everything to rescue himself from the arya. So memele achay Hashem yelchu ka arya yishot. This pasuk says one is allowed to run because the running is ka'arya yisho. But they explain as follows. This pasuk is speaking about that if he won't run, he'll come late for the shir. That's what this pasuk is speaking about. The first pasuk is speaking about he's in time. The whole purpose of running is to show that the learning is a chashivis. So that is only mutter b'chol. But one is not allowed. One is not allowed to do this in Shabbos because that is not the hiluch that is expected from that one should do in Shabbos. The second pasuk we're speaking about that he's going to miss out on the shir. That missing out on the shir, that already is equivalent to pikuach nefoshes. That's what the pasuk is saying over here. Achay Hashem yelchu ka'arya yishak. If they're going to miss part of the shir, so they're losing out. That's equivalent to pikuach nefoshes. And just like Pikuach Nefoshes is Doiche Shabbos, is the Achay Hashem Yelchu is also Doiche Shabbos. That's Ka'arya Yishot. That's how the Tzlach learns. So it comes out La'alocha according to the Tzlach, if one is in time for this year, according to the Tzlach, one is not allowed to run. Now let us see the Rabbeinu Yoina. Zameir de Rabbeinu Yoina on the first memra of the Gemara. Rabbeinu Yoina says as follows. Avol b'da'ayil, in order, when one is going into shul, one is going into a base medrash, mitzvah lemirat is a mitzvah to run. Shenema v'neido nirdefo lodas et Hashem. So the Zameir de Rabbeinu Yoina. Klaima. When we will run, niske liyidiyah. Through running, we will be zeiche to yidiyah lodases Hashem. How are we zeiche neidah lodases Hashem? Through nirdefo. Shekol hadvorim tzrichin hagdomis. Things do not occur without hishtadlus mitzat ha'odom. The Adam has to show agdomen. V'redife b'kan hi agdomen. Shemitoich cheshkoi v'tavosoi hu hoilach v'merutze. He is showing mitzidoi his cheshik and his taive. He wants to know. He wants to understand. U'mizeh yovoy ala yediyah. And since he's showing his chukim, for that he will be zoiche to lodaset Hashem. So the Rabbeinu Yoina continues, so this is, I'm the first member of the Gemara. Vafilu b'Shabbos hu mitzvah. Shabbos is also a mitzvah. Ve'im b'zeh mishum shleye luchach shel Shabbos ki luchach shel chol. This does not fall into the category that one is, that the hiluch of Shabbos should not be like the hiluch shel chol. Kivin shemiskavin le mitzvah. This is a hiluch shel mitzvah. Actually, you could say a dovam bechudit, it's brought down in Svarim, that a Talmud Chochem is mitchine Shabbat. So running to learn is a Shabbatike hiluch, it's not a choldike hiluch. So memela, so this is what Rabbeinu Yoinah says. The Rabbeinu Yoinah says that this is a hiluch shel mitzvah which is never also. That's what Rabbeinu Yoinah learns that. The Tzlach learns it is also. That is a din d'chiyah. If he'll miss out, on the shiur, so that is doiche Shabbos. That's how the Tzlach learns that. And the Rabbeinu Yoinah, the Meiri also says the same lashon like the Rabbeinu Yoinah. See, it's not a din d'chiyah, it's a din that this hiluch never became awesome. According to Rabbeinu Yoinah, we have to know why he brought a separate pasuk. According to the Tzlach, it's very good. The Dimyikar Yigishog, that is a Din Tchiyah, just like the Kuach Nefesh is Doiche Shabbos, so Acheshem Yelchu is also Doiche Shabbos. Zogt Rashi, Lepirke Lishmoya HaDroshe. They wanted to hear the Droshe. Mechalyin Rabbonon Shabbate, the Oma Amar, also Lipsoya Psiya Gasa B'Shabbat, Shenemar Im Toshiv Mishabbat Raglecha. So that's Chilul Shabbat. Oma Rabzeire, Igro de Pilko Riyato. The schar of listening to Adroshe is Riyato. So there's a meiridike machloikis harishoinim on all these members. Igre de Pirke, Igre de Tainise. Rashi says a meiridike pshat. Iker, kibul, schar habriyis. Horotzim lishmoya adroshe mitpichochem. People run to hear adroshe. He schar amarutze. The iker schar is the running. Why? Sherei rubam eino mevinim lahamid girsa. Most of them won't understand lahamid girsa, that the girsa should remain by them. V'loimer shmue mi pirabon la'achas ma'an. Rashi says the criteria is that if later they'll be able to say over what they heard, she yikablu schalimut, so they don't have schalimut. So the iker schar is, the Iker Schar is Abba Kaponim, the running. They have Schar for the running. That is the Iker Schar. The Taisus HaRosh asks on Rashi, it's very interesting. The same, this is Omar Rab Zeire. Rab Zeire just said before, Mireish Kavachosin Lula Rabbonim Bekoroti Lepilke, he said the Machalo Shabbos. So before he said that this is Achilo Shabbos, and now Rab Zeire says this is the Iker. This is the Iker Schar. It could be it's not too gefela. The Rabbonon understood the Droshe. So they were running by him, he held that was Chilul Shabbos. Never said the Balabatim on the Chilul Shabbos. It could be it's no Kashe. About that Al Kaponim, the Taisvus HaRosh is Kashe. The Taisvus HaRosh asks this Kashe on Rashi. To say, the Iker Schar is the Riyato. Therefore the Taisvus HaRosh in the Meroimi Sada say, That's what Rab Zeire said, Igre de Pirke Riyate, he does not mean this is the Iker Schar. This is a bonus. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. When one engages in one mitzvah, so the schar is that he does of the other pulis that he's doing to bring about this mitzvah is also a mitzvah. So that's what Rab Zeire is saying. Rab Zeire is saying, through going to the Pirke, one will get another schar. He'll get a schar of the Riyato. That is Akaponim Rashi Pshat, the running. The Mashah brings down a Pshat, there are some people who know the Drosha without going. So by them there's no schar limut, but the Etzim going, that is schar. That's Igre de Pirkerite of Akelte Pshat and Rashi. Not they don't understand. No, they know what the Darshan is going to say. V'afal Pikein, the Etzim going and the coming together, the Teire Barabim, that is a special schar which they'll be zeichet to. Omar Abaye, Igre de Kale Duchke. The schar of the Kale that used to come together beregel is the Doichik that was there. Rashi says, Shabbos Shalifnei HaRegel, Shakel Nesofim Lishmaya Hilchas HaRegel. Everyone used to come together to hear the Hilchas HaRegel.
So this chal was, it was crowded. And that was a meiridik kiddushim shemayim. So many people crammed together to hear the hilchas haregel. So the duchka alein is the chal. Oma rove igre deshmaite svore. This is a meiridik Rashi we mentioned already. Igre deshmaite the chal of a sugya is svore. The svore shu yoygeya v'toyreyach
When
a person is learning a sugya, so the ikar schar is not how much he understands, but how much effort was put in to understand. The yigiyah and the tilche in the machshove lehoven taimai shel davar, that is according to Rashi, the ikar schar. Omar Rav Poppe, igre devei tamye shtikuse. The schar of Nichum Aveilim is tikuse. The Tosfos HaRosh says that pshat is that when people went to me Benachem Aveilim, so there was, it is not an easy mitzvah to be Mekayim. So the Godol Shebechabure was able to be Menachem the Aveilim. But when a lot of people are coming, each one wants to say something. So the Godel does not have a chance to speak, and his words are not appreciated since everyone is speaking. Igre de beitam yishtikusa, that when everyone will be quiet, and the Godel will be able to say divrei nechumim, so all of them have tchal. They shouldn't think, what did I accomplish? Fakel, through you, there was a greater nichum that the Godel was able to be menach. Omar Marzutre Igre de Taniso Titkoso. This is very schwer on Rashi to say that the Iker Schar of the Tainis is the Tzvoke that is given after the Tainis. Rashi says, Shenoisnim Tzedoko Le'eret. The minig used to be, after the Tainis used to give Tzedoko Le'farnosis Aniyim She'is Anu Hayim. That used to be a minig, there used to be Mefarnis the Aniyim. The Masho says, Ashtikul Bio, that pshat is like this, could be the whole tainus is dependent on the tzedakah. That means, if he won't give the aniyim, so pshat is, not pshat he fasted, he saved money today, he saved money for 3 meals, so that was also a geshef. So we lost the tainus. It's not a tainus, it's a money geshef. But if he goes and gives aniyim, so then he didn't save any money, and he fasted also, that igra de tanisa tzidkosa. Omar Rav Sheishes, Igre de Hespede, the Schar of a Hesped, Duluye. Rashi says, Duluye, Lohorim, Koil, Beloshin, Nehi, Vaagmas, Nefesh, Sheyivku, Hashoymen. To be Ma'oirer, the Oilom, Tetachi, in Shuve. Omar Rav Ashi, Igre de Behilule, Mili. The Schar of a Behilule, of a Sheva Brochus, of a Chasne, is Mili. Rashi says, "Lusameyach hachoson bedvorim," to be misameyach the choson. What with the color? So the rainer from the beda, other by the women that speaking side by side. So on your side by side, what he's saying, al kaponim it's lusameyach hachoson. But misame the ikir simchas color is if the choson is happy, the male of the color is happy. That's how he's yoytze his simchas. That's how he's yoytze the simchas choson v'kala. If the chosen will be happy, memela the kala will also be happy. So that was hameyach hachosen bedvor. Omar Rav Huna, kol amispalel achirei beis haknesset. A person is mispalel achirei beis haknesset. Nikro rosha, shenemar soviv rishoyim yisaloch. The Rishoyim are Achoyre Beis HaKnesses. There, we'll see what this means soon. There's a Machlokes HaRishoyim. The Rishoyim are around the Beis HaKnesses. They're Achoyre Beis HaKnesses. Omar Abaye lo yamoron elod lo mahader afei le Beit Nishter. When is there an Issel to be mispalol Achoyre Beis HaKnesses? That is Davke if he did not turn around to the Shul. Aval mahader afe lebeik nishte less lonbo. So then it doesn't matter. Now what does this mean, achayre beis haknesset? So let us see Rashi. Achayre beis haknesset,
So Rashi says, Kol Pischei Beis HaKnesses Hoyu B'Mizroch. One entered the Beis HaKnesses B'Mizroch. And the Mizroch side. V'hochi Tanya B'Tesefta the Megillah. Me'ein Migdosh U'Mishka. P'neyem L'Mayroch. V'achayreyem L'Mizroch. The people were facing Ma'ariv and their backs were facing Mizroch. If a person is davening in back of the shul, the einay marzel ponov la beis haknesses, he didn't turn around to face the shul.
Nire ke kaifer. So it seems he's a kaifel to the one that Tzibur is mispalo to. We'll see in a minute what all this means. Abaye said this is speaking about a person who did not turn around to face the shul. Now exactly what Rashi means, we'll see in Taisus. Let's turn on the dollar. There's a machlokes here, Rashi and Taisus. Achayrei Beis HaKnesses. So Taisus explains Rashi as follows, which we don't have this in our Rashi, and it's a machlokes rishonim what Rashi really meant. Perish Rashi, Kol Pischei Botei Knesiyoi Hoyu Boz Meirev. V'zeh HaMishpalel Achayrei Beis HaKnesses. That means a person is davening Achayrei Beis HaKnesses. That means he's davening in the Ruach Marovi. And he's not turning around to the shul. So it would seem that he's a kaifer to the one that tzibur is mispalel lefono. That means, if the tzibur is davening towards, let's say in this case, the tzibur is davening towards Mizrah. So if a person will be standing outside in the hall, so according to Rashi, if he'll be facing Mizrah, so Rashi holds, since his back is towards the Heichol, so it seems that is a bizoyin to the Beis HaKnesses. So therefore, that is awesome. What should he do? He should turn around and face the Heichol. So it comes out there davening towards the Heichol, and he's also davening towards the Heichol, towards the Oren HaKodesh. Then it is considered he's davening to the same Rishus that the Tzibur is davening. That's Shitas Rashi. And Tosfos says, V'loy Nehire. The whole thing doesn't make sense. The Adarav. The Mahavir Apei Lebeis HaKnesses, if he's facing the opposite direction, the shul is davening, in the case of Tosfos, to Meirit, and he's facing to Midrash. Merzik Yishtei Rishuyah. So then it's looking like he's davening to a different Rishuyah. Shakol Mitzvalol in Lemeirit, V'hu Mitzvalol Kenegdon LeMizrach. So Tosfos does not like the whole pshat of Rashi. In Fakir, Tosfos holds, in such a case, if a person is towards the, in our case, if he's outside in the hall, so Fakir, and he's davening in the hall, he should daven towards Midrash. Davening towards Meirev is the Hefer. That is connected the Rishus that the Tzibur is davening to. Okay, Nireh, so Tosfos has a different pshat. Achayre Beis HaKnesses does not mean the back of the shul. No, it means Achayre Ha'om. It means in back of the people who are davening at the shul. B'Mizrach. V'om ishtach v'im l'mayra. That means the Om is facing Mayra. And he's in back of the Om. So if he would be davening in the same direction that the people in the shul are davening, they're facing Meirev, and he's also facing Meirev, so he's not doing anything wrong. It's not preferable he should have walked into the shul to daven together with them, but Al Kaponim, since he's outside and he's davening in the same direction, it's mutter.
That means if he's facing the same direction that they're davening to, then it's mutter. If he turns around and they're davening to Meirit and he's davening towards Mizra, so that seems he's davening to a different Lishus. The davke heim shoyim in hogam respalu lamayrev. That we're giving a moshe that they used to daven lamayrev. That's in the Eretz Yisrael. Ava onam respalu memizach shana b'marobim shal Eretz Yisrael. We are on the mayrev side of Eretz Yisrael. See, respalu eilecho derech arzom. The nirek kemayshe pesh lamu tzad mizrach yisibayda dispar shlonu tzad mizrach. We'll say the same shah in the Gemara. No, we're facing an opposite direction. So that is the machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. Now, who gavra? There was a person, the komatli achayrei beik nishpa. He was davening achayrei beit akneset, v'loi mahader achay lebeik nishpa, whichever pshat will learn, cholef eliyo chozye idmelei kitaye, omalei kadu bar kiyamto kamei moro. Du is a loshen double, bar is rishuye. Like you made two rishuyos for the Rabbeinu Shalom, because you're facing the opposite direction. Sholaf safsere v'kotle. He killed him. Others say that Rashi was not geiris Eliyahu because finished the frat, according to Rashi's pshat, that since he's facing the same direction that the tzibur is facing, so they hold he wouldn't be chayiv mitzvah that Eliyahu HaNavi should kill him. Kol Achotaya, Rashi seems, was Seicher Arvi. He wasn't Eliyahu HaNavi, he was a Seicher. Kidu ba, kidu shtei, two. Ba rishus, there's two rishuyis. Ki haidam rinim besukya, haida aili beba, one goes in to the rishus. Now, since we started explaining this pasuk, the Gemara wants to say a different pshat in the pasuk. Omalei ohuma from Rabbonon l'Rabbidi barabai, v'omri lo Rabbidi l'Rab Nachman b'Yitzchak. What is the end of this pasuk? Soviv rishoyim yisalochun kerum zulus l'vnei oda. Omalei eilu dvorim sha'oindim berumai shel oilam v'nei odom mizalzalim bohem. So if we say this goes on tefillah, we said Soviv Rishoyim Yisalochan is going on tefillah, where the Rishoyim stand on the outside, they don't enter the Rishus. Kirum, this is oimid berumai shel oilam v'nei odom mizalzalim bohem. People do not realize the chshivis of tefillah. Rashi says, "Kirum zula seifa dekra de la'el, dvarim sha'oindim berumai sha'loilam, kigoyin tefillah sha'oila lemaila." The tefillah is oila lemaila. Chaim V'loshna says on this Gemara, a person has to realize the teivos ha'tefillah, the words of the tefillah, the anshei knesset ha'gdeila were misakim. He says they were neviim. And they were boicha certain, they chose certain words and certain phrases. If one looks in the Meforshei Hasidah, we see every ois is ois getzeichen. This is such a gematria, such a chesbin, so many words. So these words accomplish their pu'ula lamailo. Dvorim sha'oindim berumai shalalam. These words accomplish dvorim deilam yeshtila sha'oila lamailo. The words are oila, the dvarim are oila lamaila, and they accomplish gevaldike inyon. Rabbi Sochaim Zechayinu Lebrocha always used to say pshat in this Gemara, dvarim sha'oimdim berumai shel oilam, that in Sfarim it is brought down that a person is called the oilam cotton. Whatever is in the world, beklalusai, is in a person. A person is considered a small world. Dvarim sha'oindim berumai shalaylam, he used to say, means things that could be meraimim the person, that can lift up the person from his mundane life and be meraimim him. he has such an opportunity to be nis'al al yedei tfile, u'b'nei odom mizalzlan, when a person doesn't come to realize the chshivus of the tfile and what he can accomplish for himself with the tfile. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozo, the Omri Tavayu, kiven shenitztarech odom labriyois, ponov mishtanois kikrum, shenema kirum zulos livnei odom. So other mefarshim want to say that they're speaking about when the person borrowed money from someone. And soviv rishoyim is halochum. Halocha is, lefi eloi kenoishe. If he can't pay, don't mourn him. Soviv rishoyim is halochum. But the rishoyim don't listen to this lefi eloi kenoishe. They're surrounding him and they're mourning from him. So what does it do to this person? Kiven shenitzach odom lebiyat ponov nishtanes kikrum. Shenem ekrum zulus of nei odom. My krum, ki osar avdimi oma oif echod yesh bekroche hayom. It is a certain type of a bird. Ukrum shemoi vekiven shechama zeirachas mishapach lekamo gavonim. So the same thing, this person's face changes to come colors and it goes into the union of malbun pnei chaveros. Rabami ve-Rabasi domri tavayu kilu nidoin b'shnei dinim eishu mayim. Sheneme kafta enoish l'roshenu. You put a person over us that's mourning us, that's teveya us. Vonu ba'eish uva-mayim. Kivin shenitzarech odom labriyis, so Rashi says, huzol be'eineyim. It becomes cheap in their eyes. L'roshenu liyois noyshe bonu, that they should be teveye from us, to metageminam ki noyshe ki roshayim. Va'omar Rab Chelboi, omar Rab Hune, lo'oilom yei odom zoir betfilas minche. A person should be nizar betfilas minche. Sha'arei Eliyahu lo'i nene ela betfilas minche. Eliyahu was nene only betfilas minche. Shenema vayiba lois amincha vayiga sheliyo anovi vayoyma aneini Hashem aneini. Aneini sheteiret eish min Hashemayim, that's the first aneini, and the second aneini was vaneini shlo yoymru maisek shofenein. The Anach Yosef and the Goyim bring a meiridike pshat on this Gemara. First of all, how does the Gemara know he was mispallel then? If he would have been mispallel earlier, maybe it also would have been miscabled as well. That Shaila one. Shaila two, period. Then the Gemara brings a drosha that he said a double anemi. So what is that? What his tefillah was, it's not negay. You're just telling us that the tefillah was, that the tefillah was only nene b'tefillah b'shas ha-mincha, b'yibaloyis ha-mincha. Why is it necessary to explain the kefil loshen of anayim? So they bring down, the Zohar HaKadosh says, that from the Zohar HaKadosh says that, Kiboishes Moshe, so the Zohar HaKadosh says Boishes is a Loshen Boshesh, that Chatzos Hayoyim the Kshofim are Shoilet. The Iker's man, Shlitas HaKshofim, is from Chatzos. Eliyahu HaNovi could have been Mispalo before Chatzos. He didn't. He wasn't Mispalo. Vayihi Ka'alois HaMincha, after when it came this man Mincha, that was right after Chatzos, then he was misfollowed. And since he was misfollowed then, he was afraid he won't accomplish anything. Because everyone is going to say, why did he wait till after Chatzos? Because then the Kshofim Asheiros. So therefore he had a special tefillah, Aneini Shelo Yoimru Maisa Kshofim. So the Shaila is, so why you wait till after Chatzos? And you have a problem, people think it's a Maisa Kshofim. Daven before and you'll solve the problem. So the Teretz is because before he didn't know that the tefillah would be nene. He had a way till after Chatzos. Because tefillah's mincha, that he was for sure then the tefillah would be nene. But he also was faced with a problem. That if Lemaisa, if he waited till after Chatzos, people will be toile. that it is the Kshofim that brought about the Eish Min HaShemayim. So therefore, so it is Mespal, another Tefillah, Aneini Hashem, Aneini, Aneini Be'eish, V'Aneini Shloyoyim Rumaisa Kshofim. So therefore, one sees the magnitude and the importance of Tefillah Mincha, so therefore one should be Nizer Ye'odom Zoyer B'Tefillah HaMincha. Rav Yochanan Omar af de Tfilas Arvis, shenemar tikin tfilosi k'teiris lefonecho, the Tfilas should be like k'teiris, mathis kapai minches ore. Rav Nachman Vayitzchak Omar af Tfilas Shachri, shenemar Hashem boiker tishma koili, boiker erich lecho va'atrapi. It's a very difficult gemara to understand, when she says in Shachri, in Meirev, what's, he says minche, What is the kavana of all these amiroim? The Meroim Misodeh says that the psukim are telling us that the etzem, each tefillah has a different ma'irev. Tefillah's ma'irev is nimshal l'k'tayres, to the avoides ha'k'tayres. We know the k'tayres was mechaper on loshen hara. Adovo b'chashoi, the k'tayres was mechaper on loshen hara. The Gemara tells us that kulon bavak loshen hara. So that means at the end of the day, vinisht vi, a person is coming, he's very dusty, with al kaponim bavak loshen hara. So at the end of the day, if he wants to get rid of the avok of his avoinis of the whole day, he should be nizer with ma'irev. Ma'irev has this gula of k'tayres. Shachres is something else. Shachris, the Gemara brings a pasuk, Boiker Erech Lecho Va'atape. So the Meroim Misodeh explains Erech is similar to the Erech HaMizbeach. They put the Maroche on the Mizbeach. The Gemara in Tzubah says that the Mizbeach had a Gevaldike Maile, that it was amazing. The Parnose came through the Mizbeach. That's what's called Mizbeach. The Mem Zayin of the Mizbeach is that it was amazing. The Medrash says, Erech HaMizbeach Parech Lefonai Shulchan. The Shulchan, the Panos, is telling the Mizbeach. So therefore one should realize that the Tfilah Shachris, he's going out to work, the Panos of the day is totally in the Tfilah Shachris. And with this we'll understand the Gemara before, the Gemara says, that Havaleli Feyach Bashem, if he went for Parnosi, Zichri shouldn't have missed Tfilah Shachris. Because this Gule for Parnosi, the Mile of Mizbeach, that's Tfilah Shachris. So that's the last thing to miss. That's the Inyan of Tfilah Shachris. So that is its Mile. The Inyan of Tfilah Mincha is the Tfilah Mincha was connected to Mincha and the Nesachim, Shuhu Misameach Alekim, Va'oz eis rotzoin l'chol dobo. So that's what Chazal are telling us. Shachris and Ma'irev have a miyuchidik eskula. This is for kaporas avoynes at the end of the day. This is for hatzlochin parnos in the beginning of the day. In Mincha is b'chlal an eis rotzoin, that leinen eliyo elo b'tzilas Mincha. Zot the Gemara Vayko. Omar Rav Chelboy, Omar Ravune. Kol anene misudas chosn, ve'enei misamchoy, oiver b'chamisha koilo. Shenema keil sosin, b'keil simcho, keil chosn, b'keil kalo, keil oimrim hoidu at Hashem tvokai. E misamchoy maschoroy, Omar Rav Yeshua Malevi, zoicha l'toire, shenitna b'chamisha koilo, Shenema vayiba yem ashlishi v'yayis haboyker v'yikoylois tu koylus avrokim onam kovid alohor v'keil shoifer v'yikoyla shoifer v'akim yanenu v'koyl. What does Rashi say? Rashi says oiver b'chamisha koylois mizalzel b'chamisha koylois shebirich b'hem HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Yisrael. It's mizalzel on these koylois. The Meroim Misodeh is a pshat that what Pshat is not Misameach Achosn, he feels it's not Lefi Kvoidoi, that one should not be so, Misameach means one has to be a little lightheaded, and, he holds it's not according to his dignity. He used to be more serious, I bechosm, not lefi kvoidoi.
So, b'mokem simche, that is the wrong thing to do. We find the Rambam says, by the simches beis ha-she'ivo, the Rambam says, kol ha-megis datoi, v'choyle kovid la'atzmoi, miskabid, ve'eino b'mkoymes eilu, choyte v'shoyte, v'alzehi zo shloim al tishadol lefnei melech. B'mokem simche, one should not be choylik and we see David HaMelech, that's the Kvod Hashem, he wants to say that he's mezalzel in the koilos of the Hamisha koilos that were b'shas the Matan Torah. The Matan Torah, there was also chitzoniyistike koilos. If the Rabbeinu Shalom held that these kailos were necessary in order to create the right image for Matan Torah, so the kailos of Simcha are necessary in order to create the correct image for the Chos and the Kala. And if he's mizalzel in these kailos, so Mamele is mizalzel in the Chomish kailos of Matan Torah. Eini voksi v'chol ha'om ro'yim es ha'kailos. So there's more, another two kailos, and also says, Oysen kailos, the kailos of Matan Torah. But these are the kailos which were before Matan Torah. Vavavo omar ki'ilu hikriv toida. It is equivalent to atrovas ha-toida. Shenema mevi'in toida beis Hashem. This is a continuation of the pasuk. It could be the inyan of a korban toida was, people came together, they were mefarsim, the nisim, and the chasdei Hashem. So the inyan of the simcha is through the simcha the mefarsim the chasdei Hashem of the zivuk. So it's equivalent to avos toide that the whole simcha is the haidol Hashem and the etzem zivuk. Rav Nachum by Yitzchakom ki lubona achas mechubay shirushalayim shenemar ki oshiv eshvus haoretz kederishayna omar Hashem. V'omar Rav Chelboy, omar Rav Hunne. Kol Adam sheyesh bo yira shemayim, a person who has yira shemayim, dvor of nishmoyim. So whatever he says will be listened to. Shenemar soiv dovo akel nishmo es alekim yira. That a person who's a yirei alekim, so whatever he says is listened to. What's the end of the pasuk? Mai ki ze kol ha'odom, Omar Abelozer, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Oilom Kuloi Loi Nivra Elo Bishvil Ze. The Goyin says that Kol HaOilom Kuloi means that it is Kedai, all the previous generations, till now, in order that this person who is a Yirei Elokim should come on this world. He said Kol HaOdom, the Kol HaOilom was Kedai to create for this other. That Abba Bakahana Omar Shokul Zekeneged Koloilom Kula. He's equivalent to Koloilom. Rab Shimon ben Aza Yoimer, Va'omri lo, Rab Shimon ben Zoyma Yoimer, Koloilom Kula Le Nivra Ela Le Tavoy Ze. The whole world is a Rambam in the Hagdama to say there's Roim. The Rambam explains why we see Roiv HaOilom is not Oiskim B'Toyre, they do other inyonim. Why is it necessary, if the Tachlis was Toyre, why is it necessary to have such a world which Roiv of the people were not here for a Tachlis? So the Rambam explains that without this Oilom, the Ben Toyre would not be able to exist. Number one, he'd be all alone in a lonely world. He wouldn't be able to be Isaac B'Toyre. And the Ritva is Moisev, and the Rambam also mentions this for him, that all his necessities, would be impossible for him to have all his necessities if he would have to take care of them himself. To have to grow his own food and make his own clothes, etc., etc. There would never be time in order to learn Torah. So the Kol HaOilom Kula LeNivra Elo LeTzavayzeh. In order to keep him company and to help him out,
and it was kedai to create a complete world because of this person who was a Yireliki. V'amar Rav Chelbi, Amar Rav Huna, kol sheyedei b'chaveirei shu rogel iten lo yisholim, if he knows the chava is rogel iten lo yisholim, yadim lo yisholim. You should give him shalom first. Shenema bakei shalom v'rofeyu. One should be a roidiv shalom. If he gave him shalom and didn't answer him, nikra gazlin, shenema v'atam b'yartam akerem gzeles ha'oni b'vateichem. How do we see that this is speaking about a person who did not answer shalom? So the goyim wants to say, and others also say, gzeles ha'oni is gzeles ha'aniya b'vateichem. That means you should have answered him and you didn't answer him. So that's the pasuk calls that is a gzeila. Let us see what Rashi says. Bishvil ze sheyivro ze, that this person should be created. All the deiros were kedai sheyivro ze. Gzeila sa'oni, v'loi av gzeila sa'oshi gzeilahu, ala gzeila sa'oni she'ein le'klum ligzol mimenu, elo shloi heishiv al shloimeh.